Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Paul Sarah has started with sultry music on a Monday. And I say Paul Sarah because almost as if it was a sick and twisted synchronized swimming team, Kenny and David called off sick within 3 minutes of each other. So, Paul, you are our everything today. By the end of today, Rico and I are going to be looking at you like Kevin Costner looked at Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard.
That's a little disturbing, but okay.
Oh, because Paul is our lifeline. Paul is aces.
He is.
We are happy to have you here. And don't be shy with the microphone, damn it. Your sports takes are good. We have a lot of ground to cover, and I really don't know what people are going to do. We talked Friday about, are you even watching these games? I can only offer my perspective. I'd love to hear yours. We did not talk this weekend. I'd like to hear from the people. I want to tell you the biggest takeaway, other than Taylor Swift runs the NFL, is I actually found watching the Eagles dismantle the Commanders cathartic. I just was like, if the Eagles had played like a 1917 game, I'd be like, damn, maybe the Lions. Maybe we really blew this. You didn't. The Eagles would have come here and butchered you. They would have shoved your head up your own ass. I mean, they put a 50-burger up without even trying in the fourth quarter. Their ground game was unstoppable. Their passing game was unstoppable. Jalen Hurts is healthy, and their defense ain't got nothing to do with the Commanders. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, they dominated the line of scrimmage. And I'm like, you know what? Thanks for saving me the time.
That's what it felt like.
Because if you took it hard losing to the Commanders people, how would that have felt knowing you were in the NFC title game back-to-back and you got beat at home? In your current state, not the healthy state, your current state, if the Eagles played that game yesterday, you weren't beating them. So for me, it allowed for healing, cathartic.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what this defense would do with Saquon Barkley because you couldn't handle Brian Robinson. You made him look like he was
in the back.
You made him look like he was an all-pro. So Saquon, oh my goodness. He may have had 250 yards.
But yeah, I walked in today like, you know what? They actually did us a favor. Because I'll tell you this, I could never survive what the Bills fans have gone through here. Forget about the 90s. I'm talking lately. Like, let me lose in the wild card or divisional round every year before I lose in the AFC title game or lose to the same team every year.
It was funny because I was talking to Doug during crosstalk, and it's look, I realize not Bills radio, but I don't know what's worse, the 4 straight Super Bowls or losing to the same guy 4 straight years.
Can it be some form of satanic push?
That's what it seems like. Because in all the games, you're close. I mean, you go back to the 13-second game, and the NFL has to now change the rules because of that game.
Well, like they changed the spot yesterday?
Yeah.
We can get to that later. I just would like to know, as we start a Monday, assuming you watched, what were you feeling? I mean, many of you already thought the Lions were in these games this weekend. That somehow, I mean, I talked to Cookies and he's still playing this game of, God, I wish we had just given the ball to Gibbs more. I go, why? To get murdered by the Eagles? It played out actually in the least painful way possible. No, I don't believe being in that game and losing in that game was somehow better. I don't. But I'm the same guy who'll tell you I'd rather be a Giants fan, win three games, and be numb than be a Bills fan. And deal with Patrick Mahomes dropping his chandelier on my head every playoffs. Rico, I would never be able to handle
really?
It. I couldn't do it. No.
Because I'm like, man, I think for the Bills, it's more frustrating because it literally is that commercial with the dude with the dollar on the fishing string.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And you're like, I'm so close.
I can't do it.
Like, you're not getting blown out.
And listen, it doesn't bring me pleasure that the Eagles won in the way they did. No, no, no. Understanding that if they play that way, you weren't beating them. Look, I still had to watch the guy my team gave away go to a Super Bowl in his first year somewhere else. I'm not mad at Saquon for being there. I'm mad at the Giants for mishandling the whole situation.
Yeah.
But to me, yeah, easier to be on the sidelines and avoid the pain. You weren't beating that team. And I don't care whatever kind of copium and hopium you want to sell. I was telling Jim that. And then I finally got him to say, all right, yeah, we probably weren't beating them. I go, then why do I need to care if you got there? There's no consolation prize.
No, but the only way that you beat the Eagles is you would have needed a ton of turnovers. You would have needed just like some things straight from God in order to win that game if you would have played them. But I think if you're a Lions fan, if you're deep down, if you're, you know, now that the swelling is down, you can realize may have been a good thing. 248-539-9797 because the Eagles were a machine.
And you weren't prepared to stop it because of the injuries. That's it. Yeah. Look, if the Lions were fully healthy, that's a different conversation. I do believe you'd beat the Eagles. You weren't fully healthy. Team had plenty of injuries that aren't even in the public record. The defense had been gutted.
Yeah.
You couldn't stop the worst offensive line left in the playoffs. What the hell were you going to do with the Eagles?
Right, because in the event it's your patchwork secondary actually stood up and guarded Devonta and A.J. Brown.
Doesn't matter. Jalen go right out the back door.
Right.
How are you going to stop their ground game? You couldn't stop the Commanders. So, like, I'm with you on this, but look, if people would say, look, I still wanted to get to the game, you can do whatever you want with it. I'll just tell you.
Or if you have a way that you think that the Lions could have beat the Eagles, I would love to hear that. I really would.
I'll tell you what. Rico wants to hear that. I'll leave. Look, I'd rather the Yankees not make the playoffs and lose in the World Series. Straight up. Don't need it. Don't need that kind of frustration in my life. So that's the whole principle. I mean,
but see, here's the thing, though. It's hard to say that with this Lions team because it was 4 months of we're winning the Super Bowl. It was four months of Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. That's why I said, you know, on Friday when I told TJ, I think that it was harder to lose the game a couple weeks ago than losing last year. Because last year, it was for about an hour or hour and a half. You thought, we got a chance of doing this.
Right, but what's easy is knowing you weren't beating that team. That helps you navigate the pain you've been in the last week. No Lion fan that has a clue about football and is not fully immersed in their own delusion thinks that they could have beaten the Eagles. As they're currently constituted and as the Eagles are currently playing. You're not beating them. Saquon's a joke at this point. That offensive line, that running game, a week after you couldn't stop the Commanders? Come on, man. Not you, I'm saying them.
Right.
So for me, watching the games against my will, I actually felt better about it. I felt better that we didn't even have to get butchered by the Eagles and losing the NFC title game. And then, honestly, I felt better because I'm not a Bills fan. I just could never imagine the Lions losing in the playoffs five straight years to Jaden Daniels. You can't clear the hurdle. You would be driven to Howard Hughes madness. Maybe not bottling your own urine, but you'd be insane. If you don't get the reference, you can Google. The point I'm making is I came away hashtag blessed. Hashtag thankful. I watched yesterday and went, you know what?
You wanted no parts of that.
That was the cleanest death possible because if they had gotten back to the NFC title game and lost, that kills you. because it's the same game they lost in last year. Yeah. And again, you and I have a different perspective, is that I think the closer you get to the Super Bowl, the more the loss hurts.
Oh, it does.
But it just...
I don't know. All the way up to losing the Super Bowl hurts even worse. And if you want the double kick in the balls, losing overtime. But, yes. Eventually, though, they had to experience that pain the last year. Even if you lose the Super Bowl, you have to experience that pain before you could say, well, I don't want to ever experience that again.
Okay.
You've seen championships, so you know what it's like to be on the top, and it's a journey. And if you fall off, you know, the slope gets slit. It's a long slide down if you screw up when you get the closer you get to the top. They didn't get a chance to do that. And I thought that this team, they went out, they bought all the equipment, they had everything ready to hit the mountaintop, and they just tripped and fell right out the gate.
One way to put it. And I'm not mad at you. I happen to agree with you. If you ran the ball more, you beat the Commanders, maybe. You probably don't turn it over as many times and therefore probably win. Guess what? Ain't got nothing to do with beating the Eagles. Because you know what you weren't going to do against the Eagles? Work your way up and down the field. And you sure as hell weren't stopping them. So I actually walked away feeling good. Maybe you feel worse about it. Maybe you live in a world where you feel like you would have dominated the Eagles and you do whatever you want. But I'll tell you this. Lion fans don't get a right to be salty because at least we're not Bills fans. Bills fans right now, that is sports hell. That is hell. They have lost to the same annoying, arrogant, pain in the ass Patrick Mahomes and this Taylor Swift run league. 4-0 in the regular season. I think Allen's now 0-4 or 0-5 in the postseason. It's the same guy.
Yeah. And in a weird twist of irony, you made it to the game because Mark Andrews dropped an easy pass.
And you know what? If I were the Bills, I would have rather not made it at all.
And then
I would have rather Andrews caught the ball and then beat me in overtime.
You lose the game because your guy drops a pass on fourth down, hits him in his arm.
Twisted irony, isn't it?
It is.
I'd rather not make it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Like, listen, I know my team blows. It's easy at this point. Right. We're terrible. Why would I want to endure that pain? You're a Bills fan. What value do you take in having a good regular season? Nothing. What value do you take in Josh Allen being super popular or winning an MVP? Nothing. What value do you take in being the one seed? Nothing. What value do you take in anything about your team, including your stupid Let's Go Buffalo song? Stugatz. Nothing. All they have given you is pain. They have drained your blood slowly over the last 5 years to where now you are a shriveled corpse.
So being a member of Bill's Mafia ranks right up there with the Lions takeover people.
Pretty much. Hope you enjoyed it. You blew all your money. You're probably in debt and you got nothing out of it. 248-539-9797. I'd rather be a 3-win team. It is cheaper financially and emotionally. And so says the Lord.
That's funny. I'm sorry.
What? It's not meant to be funny. It's just the truth.
No, that's why. It's a 3-win team. It's you're not taking over a lot of stadiums.
Take over? I don't even take over my own living room.
Nobody's chanting Daniel Jones.
No, they're flying a plane that says F the owner.
Yeah.
It's actually easier this way. That's the mindset I take, is that by the Lions losing to the Commanders, it made the pain less. Because losing to the Eagles would have hurt way more. And I don't think you were beating them.
Yeah.
But create whatever fantasy you like. I don't care. 248-539-9797.
And according to you, nobody's beating the Chiefs.
Well, it depends. What mood is Taylor in? I mean, with the way that game went yesterday, the guy who had no view of the play, walks from the Chiefs sideline and overrules the guy with the view who had given the Bills the first down. Coincidence? I think not. Taylor had the earpiece in, the MTV disaster date, change the spot. I'm telling
Taylor Swift
you.
On the mic. Oh, hell no.
And then Sterator comes on. He goes, yeah, guys, they got the first down probably by about a half a football. Cutscene. No, they didn't. What's the rules expert for if the rules expert is never right? We'll be here all day.
I like that.
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls on a Monday. trying to see how everybody handled the weekend, what you got out of it. You can tell us where you're at. For me, it was cathartic. I mean, A, it could always be worse. We could be Bills fans, guys. That team has gone to the Super Bowl 4 times, lost them all. And now, every year, it's like taxes or Christmas or what, or your birthday. You're going to be beaten by the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. Doesn't matter how. In every painful way possible, including Taylor Swift hitting that button yesterday to get that call reversed.
You just going to really roll with that, huh?
And the other one I'm going to roll with is the Eagles dropping a bomb on the Commanders. Woo. Helps me navigate the emotions of the Lions being out. Because you know what? It's better than having the Eagles beat us up and down the field. You weren't beating that team. Not as you're currently constituted. Right. And I think we all know it deep down. You want to lie to yourself. Do whatever you like. I don't care. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who say if you would have run the ball more against Commanders, you would have won against the Eagles. Am I right? Well, he's one of them. 248-539-9797. Want to go to the people?
Let's go to the people.
Greg is going to bat leadoff on a Monday. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Mike?
Good. What's up?
Well, I called you Friday, but I never got a chance to talk to you because I just was on hold the whole time. But this is what your point that you made on Friday was: you're not watching any of the games on over the weekend. And I thought to myself, Mike, come on, that's kind of ridiculous.
That's not what I said, Greg. It's not what I said.
No.
That's not what I said. I said if I didn't do this for a living, I wouldn't. But I have to, so I did.
I know what you meant, and I'm not beating on you. I'm not hurting on you. I'm just saying you made some such valid points about why you wouldn't, that you changed my mind. I'm like, damn, this guy's right on.
Oh, no.
So I didn't watch any. I just turned back to check the scores.
Okay.
And I'm so glad that the new Lord and Savior, Jaden Daniels, got his butt beat as much as he did. And,
oh, man.
I think you're right about the Eagles, man. I was so nervous about playing the Eagles in the playoffs this year. I was like, oh, I don't want to face the Eagles. We are not going to look good against the Eagles. And that just kind of proved my point, the way they just manhandled them and just they controlled the game.
No, they did. And the Bills thing is just it's not where you're at. But I'll tell you, I can't imagine, Greg, I cannot imagine losing to the same team over a 4 or 5 year span every single year.
Oh, you're not kidding. That'd be like us losing to Minnesota.
Yes.
Every game. And that would kill me. But the thing about it is, this, 3 weeks ago, I'm 60 years old, and I've been working for my entire lifetime. And this is the first year I've ever taken the Monday off after the Super Bowl. And because I'm thinking the Lions could have a good shot of going.
Yep.
And now I'm thinking I'm not even bothered to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, Greg.
Those two teams.
No, I'm not mad at Greg for that.
He'll watch it.
Maybe casually.
I'll check up on it, but I'm not going to be into it.
You won't be invested.
Really been invested I got in you. It because yeah. My team's never been there.
No, and it's and like when you when you know you had a shot, and like Greg, you took the Monday off.
That's when I took.
It's different.
That's when I took the day off. I thought I'd beat everybody to the punch, and now I'm like, you know what? I might just go into work.
Oh, don't do that.
So anyway,
well, you got to get the PTO back. They're going to give the day back.
I every time I get paid, I get my hours back.
Okay. Well, yeah, listen. Yeah. You know what? Stow it away for if you're not going to do anything that weekend. Yeah, yeah, Greg, go
wait for
it.
A warmer day. Yeah, take a longer weekend.
And Greg, trust me. No, I appreciate it. I just wanted to make sure we didn't start out on a wrong tone. He was like, no, I have to watch.
No, I don't think, I didn't think that he was going to say, oh, you watched it. No.
You're damn right I did. I have to. If I didn't do this for a living and I was a Lions fan, there is zero shot I would have watched those games this week. None. My team's out. I don't want no one happy. Oh, my God, it's so great. Taylor's kissing Travis. I don't care. If a cartoon safe could have fallen out of the sky, great. I didn't want anyone happy this week.
America's couple, man.
Is it? Is it?
Nah, just
you can't find one person who's pumped up that whole deal's still going on.
Nah, you probably can't. Somebody in this building.
Who? Doug?
No.
Oh. Well, you're referring to somebody I don't know. So that's fine. We'll go to Julian 97.1. Jules, what's going on, buddy? Or Jules hung up. Tremendous. We'll go to Max 97.1. Max, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon. A couple things. First, I enjoyed that Eagles game. Watching that guy jump over the line a million times.
Mm-hmm.
very hilarious to me.
I have never heard that announcement made in all my years of watching football. I have never heard the ref say, if it happens again, we're going to award a score. I was shocked.
Max, what I really needed him to say, if this happens again, we're turning this car around.
I was just about to say, I was hoping I'd hear the announcer tell, like, Washington, that, like, look, knock it off before we just give them the touchdown. Second, I'm a Chiefs fan. I do agree with you, Mike. There were some questionable calls, like the fourth and one. I was watching it, and I saw Allen go over the line for a first down. I was like, okay. But to me, my observation, Mahomes is like the new Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tom Brady went to the Super Bowl every year, and now we got sick of seeing Tom Brady. We hate Tom Brady. Mahomes is the new Tom Brady just for this era, and it won't happen all the time. Now, I am rooting for my team to win the Super Bowl because I'm a Chiefs fan. But
of course. Listen, I think you're right. No, I think you're right. And I'm not demeaning the Chiefs in any way, shape, or form because we went through this with the Patriots. Max, anytime there's a seminal moment in a game and there's going to be a call or something subjective, it was always going to go the Patriots' way. It's the same deal here. And whether it was a Xavier Worthy catch that I still don't think was a catch, or whether it was a spot overturned by a guy who had no view on the play and overruled the guy with the view. It just, Max, it is what it is, and maybe it's a part of greatness. Maybe you earn that by the fact that the Chiefs are truly a modern dynasty. Yeah, it's okay to acknowledge it. It doesn't mean I'm not demeaning it. Mahomes is Jordan. He is Kobe. He is Brady. He's just that guy.
You did make me laugh when the show started, when you said the Giants owners just flying the plane saying F you.
But that's, Max, for me, you got to understand it, Max. It is far easier from my position because I look at it and go, oh my God, if I were a Bills fan, you'd be driven to madness.
Yeah.
You'd be walking around like the Joker.
See, I wonder, Mike, if that is fair of us to say that because you've experienced a Super Bowl. But I do understand that because, yeah, around week 11 or so, I was like, you know what? I'm done. Season's over. And
you check out. It's just emotionally easier.
Team draft pick. And I just sat back and said, wow, okay, this is pretty interesting.
It's what I walk away with is still yesterday allowed me to know in my heart you weren't beating the Eagles.
No.
Therefore, we can just be done.
No, the little brotherly shove would have just, they could have did that for 99 yards.
I was going to bring that up later in the show. What a disgraceful afternoon of football where I feel like I watched a dozen of that play between the two games. That's an embarrassment.
It's almost like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Big G texted me something very similar to that.
My dad was very upset at several points.
Livid.
I know. And I'm like, Dad, what would you like me to do? Call the rules committee from my couch? 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls. We'll get to some football today. We've got a lot to do today. 97.1. All right, let's check in on the ticket text. We'll get with the people. Odyssey.com, Odyssey Rewind. You missed anything, and it's simple today. What is your emotional state coming out of the weekend? For me, cathartic. I'm healed based on you weren't beating Eagles. You can delude yourself all you want. You weren't beating them. And at least we're not Bills fans. I don't ever wish on Lions fans what Bills fans are dealing with right now. Be awesome every year. Be Super Bowl caliber every year. It doesn't matter. You're going to be Patrick Mahomes wet wipe every year. I think, what is that, 4 years in a row? 5 years in a row?
4 out of 5, I think.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, because the Ravens were last year.
Imagine losing on that spot here in Detroit. Exactly. So I walked away, all things considered. Good weekend.
Now, I think Paul put it best. Imagine if every year it was Jordan Love just knocking you out of the playoffs each and every year. What if we played him in Green Bay? What if we played him in Detroit? Doesn't matter.
Honestly, that would have been what happened if they faced Rodgers a lot in the playoffs. They just never made the playoffs when he was making the playoffs all the time.
It's fair. What do the ticket techs have to say?
This is from Justin. Hot take. The Bills need to fire McDermott. Can't lose to the same team that many times in the playoffs and expect to just keep running it back.
Okay. I agree with this person, but I know I'm viewed as insane for it. I wanted to fire McDermott 2 years ago. I wanted to fire him for ever having Leslie Frazier in his employ. I don't like Sean McDermott because anytime I've needed the Bills to get a big stop, they don't. What's Sean McDermott? Defensive head coach. His fingerprints are all over that defense.
Oh, my God. And the fact that when the announcers are calling, well, it's fourth down. So, you know, they're just going to roll the ball out and he's going to run towards the sideline. And that's the only play that they Kansas City kept doing. And it worked. And it didn't work for like a yard or two. I mean, he scored a touchdown off of one. Like, guys, step up. You know what the play is. Load up that side of the field and stop it.
Well, I could understood the first one, because the first one, when they rushed up to the line, it kind of looked like they were going to do the tush push, and he just like rolled out of it. But once he did it two or three other times in the game, you saw it.
As soon as he did it, I'm like, they don't do that. He's going to roll out. He's going to break your heart. I've seen it personally. And teams just fall for it all the time.
This is from an unnamed texter. Gentlemen, I've been saying this since last Sunday morning. It did not matter how the Eagles played us. We were never going to beat them as we currently were.
I don't believe so either. And there was no point in having that discussion when you had to beat the Commanders. But no, I mean, if you had played the Eagles, I was picking the Eagles. You weren't in any shape to beat high-caliber teams. Mm-mm. Yes, you could beat a ginger pumpkin. Maybe you could beat a rookie quarterback. You weren't going to beat a high-caliber, Super Bowl-caliber team. You didn't have enough bodies.
Yeah, and the fact is you struggled with the rookie quarterback. And granted, he's going to be the rookie of the year. But when you really look at it, how many weapons does he have on offense? Not a ton. And he had his way with you. Philly is loaded. It could have got ugly.
Well, it's basically you have to stop Scary Terry, and they couldn't do that even.
No. And like I said, Philly's got a bunch of receivers. And oh, and by the way, then they got a running back coming out the backfield. And then they got a tight end. Oh, and if you stop all of them, Jalen Hurts.
But I do think, and look, the Lions aren't there yet. They're 2 years away from it. But look at the Buffalo Bills and understand, if you don't get it done, you're arriving in that very same space where nothing will matter. The winds won't feel as good. The food doesn't taste as good. The air's not as clean, because every year, everything you do is for nothing. Mm-hmm. So you've ruined. I truly believe the Lions have really ruined a couple of great ops. Now, last year, up 17 in an NFC title game, you're never going to get that opportunity again. If you're in an NFC title game, the odds of being up by 17 are like 0.01%. So this year, the injuries took it from you. You should have beat the Commanders. You didn't. You wouldn't have beat the Eagles. Watch what happens next year if you tank out. This whole thing changes you as a fan.
Well, and Mike, we pointed out that historically speaking, you lose both coordinators. You're not as good that very next year. So I don't even know if you'll have that same type of opportunity where we may be sitting here saying, hey, if we can get to 10 wins here in Detroit, that's a good season.
Plus all the extensions are going to start kicking in on Goff, on Sewell, on Amon Ra. So they're not going to be able to keep stacking the talent around Goff unless Holmes can keep drafting well.
Paul, to me, next year is that final year where you get the free roll. After that, it's going to be now you got to play the business of the NFL.
Here's an interesting ticket text that came in. I'd like to get your guys' takes on this. I'm tired of hearing about all the elite and great quarterbacks in the AFC when all of them, minus Mahomes and maybe Burrow, have done nothing.
Yeah, the problem is it's because they have to face Mahomes. I mean, no disrespect, but all these guys are getting aced out by Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. That'd be the equivalent of what? Making fun of the Pistons because they couldn't get to Jordan? Like, I don't know. Is it making fun of the Rockets because they couldn't clear the Lakers in the 80s right, with the Twin Towers of, you know, Akeem and Ralph Sampson?
Right.
Like, these guys have to go through.
Or making fun of teams because they couldn't get past Bird and McHale and Parrish.
It's just, I don't know, man. I have a hard time knocking those guys.
Well, it's like ripping guys for not being able to take out Tiger Woods in his prime.
Here's the thing. Right now, yes, the AFC does have the better quarterbacks. Now, I do think that in time, the NFC will balance that out. You got a lot of young talent that's there, but man, you can't sit here and make fun of them and say that they don't, because let's face it.
Like, making fun of Lamar, it's because he doesn't even get to the point where he faces Mahomes. Now, last year he did, and he looked terrible. Burrow broke through. Allen beats Mahomes in the regular season. He can't get him in the postseason. But it's oh, and by the way, you end up with playoff matchups between elite quarterbacks in the AFC,
right,
where it is Lamar versus Allen.
Right.
I don't know. That's not where I would go with a tag.
Because, I mean, this year, I mean, who was the elite quarterback in the NFC?
Jared Goff and Jalen Hurts, and you want Matthew Stafford?
Right, but I'm saying, but if given the pick, like, okay, well, you could have one of these guys, okay, well, I probably would take a hurt Jalen Hurts. Stafford probably past his prime, and Goff, don't really know if he is the difference maker or if he's just the conductor of the team.
He's a really good player. I don't know. He's probably not an MVP candidate. He was in the MVP this year, but is he truly an MVP guy? No. I can say that. No. I don't think that that's slanderous. Let's go to Jim on a cell, 97.1. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Long time. How's it going?
Good, pal. What's on your mind?
Well, I tend to agree with you pretty much on every end of the subject. And, you know, you take a look at it, I'd much rather be a Lions fan in this case because at least we have a crutch we can blame if we need to. We won 15 games missing our friggin' defense. I mean, who else can say that? And we came up short. It reared its ugly head in the playoff game, finally. And plus, you know, Goff had a bad game. We just stunk that day. And we shouldn't have, but we weren't going to beat the Eagles, like you say, without our starting defense. If we're whole, you know, we go through the entire season with our starters on defense and everybody's basically healthy come playoff time, I give us the edge because we're at home. All right? We get to the Super Bowl because we're at home. But the way we were, no, you're right. We weren't going to beat them. And as far as next year, if we can stay healthy and we can rekindle some of that magic, it's going to be hard to do. Losing Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, we don't know. I mean, the team's going to have to get a whole new feel for the new guys, and that's going to take half the season. And in the midst of that, they're not going to go 8-0, okay? So we don't know what's going to happen next year. So like you say, 2 years away, I agree. We might get lucky next year. Who knows? But
yeah,
I agree
it's
with
just
you.
And I mean, Jim, listen, it's nothing I want to happen. But yeah, watching the Bills, I think about it and I go, man, you're not far off from that. It's just not the same team doing it to you. But your playoff failures begin to stack up. Ask the guy to my left. That's no fun. All this euphoria and all the innocence and all the disco and all, let me tell you, that's all dead. That's burnt up in a bonfire. So now next year becomes another layer that's peeled back from the fan onion, which is I don't think no matter what they do next year, you're going to have the vibes of, oh, what a magical season. It is, did we win the Super Bowl?
Yep. But that's a sign of a good team, a sign of a good program where you got enamored with the 15 wins and the double-digit disco and all of the stuff that came with this year and the grit and, oh, we took over every stadium and nobody could stop us and we're loud and Eminem and all of that stuff. That's fine. It got you nothing but some good feelings for 4 months. But from here on out, you don't really care what happens between that time period. Did we make the playoffs? Check. Did we win playoff games? Check. Are we in the Super Bowl? That's what you care about.
And it's not like a place like Buffalo where they only have this team. Sabres don't count. They're terrible. This is all they have. We're a four-sport town with two major colleges. Like, you're just going to get to a very different space. But for this weekend, no, it's why I walked away feeling okay. That Eagles team, nah, you didn't want a piece of that. And the Bills' fate, man, I'd rather not make the playoffs than deal with that for four straight years. 248-539-9797. That's just me speaking for me.
Nah, because I'm sitting like, not like that.
Dude, that's all you could say with the Bills. Not like this.
Because I'm thinking, okay, this is it. And then all of a sudden, Spags just dialed up the defense. And I'm like, okay, guys, he's going to keep blitzing.
I still couldn't believe he brought a corner blitz right there. On that seminal moment, the fourth down play, a corner blitz in that spot is almost unthinkable.
Titanium balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to borrow Campbell's wheelbarrow. All right. We do it every week on Monday. Rico asks us provocative questions about the sports world, and we call it, Can We Say That?
All right.
Or there won't be production this week. F it. Rico,
you threw a curveball on us. We were going with the other one first. All right, Michael. Evan Jenkins.
Yeah, joining us.
Hello.
Nobody else in the office. Why not?
You know what? Let's just go with the elephant in the room, guys. Can we say that Kansas City is kind of like Thanos? It is inevitable.
Feels that way, at least as it pertains to the Buffalo Bills life cycle. I want to work my way in the Eagles winning that game, but when push comes to shove, it's like this past weekend. Why did I pick the Chiefs? Reasons. That's just, if there's a big moment, they make the play. If they need a call, they get it. Bundle Larusky. Yes, you can say it.
I think you can say it too, because I mean, there was never any point in that game where I expected them to lose. Even if the Bills would have gone and scored with 20 seconds left, I would have expected Mahomes to go lead them back down again.
Or gotten a bonus personal foul worth 48 yards in one shot.
Okay, you know what? How about a bonus? Can we say that? Can we say that I wasn't the only one that every time Mahomes got hit, you expected to see the little flag thing on the TV?
Yes. The flag graphic is what you actually watch when you watch a Chiefs game.
Yes.
You just wait for that to bail them out.
Because there were a couple hits that I was just like, oh, that's going to be roughing. Oh, it wasn't.
Even the last play of the game with Josh Allen, that pass, they're like, there's a flag on the field. And they're like, I guess there was not a flag on the field. I'm like, what were you guys seeing that you're saying that there's a flag?
Can we say that Andy Reid is the best coach in the NFL?
It's tough because if you say yes, it's almost like you're dismissing that he has Patrick Mahomes. It's back in the day. Was Phil Jackson really the magic man, or was it because they had Jordan and Pippen?
Same as Scotty Bowman.
So it's difficult. I want to give more credit to the players.
But there is an art to, you know, keeping all of those egos in check.
I'm going
to
say he is, only because we watched him fail with Philly.
Well, hold on. He made 5 NFC title games and a Super Bowl.
We watched him fail and learn his lesson. So he became the best coach in the NFL.
So he got Mahomes and not Chunky Soup Guy.
Didn't he also go to an AFC title game with Alex Smith?
Yes,
I think so.
Yeah,
he did. So, yeah.
All right. Yes. I'm going to say yes to all of it. Bundle Ruski.
I don't know how to quite phrase this, but guys, did you know that the referees could reward a touchdown if there was shenanigans on the field?
Because never seen it before.
I hadn't either. And I've watched sports and I was wait. Did he just say basically the equivalent of, you keep this up and we're turning the car around?
I only learned it when the announcers brought it up before the ref did it, but it does make sense. I mean, how many times are you going to let them jump off sides before you're like, all right, you know what? It's a touchdown. The ball
in theory,
was sitting half on the line.
Half the distance goes pretty much to infinity. You'll never cross the goal line. I didn't realize that they could just, because I'm thinking to myself, if I'm them, I'm just going to keep timing the jump as well.
I don't think it's a sportsman thing either, because you're right. You're trying to stop them and you're doing it off of cadence, right? And
yeah.
What is the big deal? Remember when Vrabel did that thing with the clock against Belichick and they found a loophole? That's what this was, I thought. And until the refs were like, no more.
Listen, the whole tush push, brotherly shove thing, or the Buffalo Boogie, or whatever they call it, it's got to be taken out of the sport. Because 8, 10, 12 times yesterday, you know what we were stuck watching? Rugby. There is no way to stop it.
Well, it also hurts that they jump offside. They're offsides every time. It's a false start every time they do it. The two guards are always ahead of the center on the snap.
That's true. It is a false start. It looks that way. You guys just leaned right into this next one. Can we say that the Bills relied too much on the tush push?
Yes, and the fact that Josh Allen went left when it was on tape. And
they forgot that they had a running back. That was actually pretty good.
Well, that's the other one. How do you go 9 minutes of game action without handing James Cook the football? It's all of it. Thank God I'm not a Bills fan.
Well, it's a copycat league. Let's just hope somebody eventually figures out how to stop the Eagles.
How, Evan? A landmine?
I don't know. Mental errors?
There's no way. It's why the play shouldn't be allowed.
But other teams can't execute it the way that the Eagles do.
No, it's that they don't try.
They try.
Who lines up like Philly and Buffalo does? Nobody. You don't see the Lions trying it.
They don't have to.
Marcus Mariota tried it.
Yeah.
No, he tried a pitchy woo woo.
I know.
I'm just telling you, it's not football. Get rid of it. Here's what you do. You just say straight up, Line up however you want. You cannot push your quarterback. He's got to do it on his own.
That was the rule. And
right.
Then they changed it.
You just go back.
Damn you, Reggie Bush.
Okay. Good pull by you. Notre Dame game.
Yep.
Bush.
Can we say that the Chiefs won the Xavier Worthy trade with the Bills?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not? Sure. How about the Bills were the team that made the trade with them to get Mahomes?
That's what I said. Oh, wow. Good pull on you.
Wow. Buffalo Bills, you sealed your own fate.
I mean, you knew that Worthy was going to work for them. You just thought it was going to work a little bit sooner than it did. He came out hot in their first game, and then he was nowhere to be found for like 6 weeks.
It takes time for rookies, but just watch what's going to happen when Rashi Rice is healthy next year. Oh, God. Good luck. Why not just give him the Super Bowl until Mahomes gets bored, and then we can all move on?
Well, all right. Let's talk about the rest of the NFL.
Oh, okay, good.
Can we say that Aaron Rodgers is going back to the New York Jets?
No. I will be in stunned disbelief if Aaron Glenn is going to put up with that nonsense. And he can say whatever he wants at a press conference. It was very verbose, Rico. Aaron Rodgers, as a first-time head coach, you will get steamrolled by this guy.
I think Aaron Glenn's going to look into his eyes and get seduced like all these other coaches do. Because it's going to be their best option. And Aaron Glenn's going to try to win right away because the Jets are built for this bleep, like he said at his press conference. And I think that's a guy that's going to try to win right here, right now. And Aaron Rodgers will give him that best opportunity.
Oh, no.
He's back, baby.
Can we say that the Dallas Cowboys blew the hire again?
Yeah, it's
Brian Schottenheimer.
I'm just convinced now Jerry Jones has to have a puppet at coach. He can't have a coach that stands on his own 2 feet. Like Dan Campbell could never coach Cowboys because Jerry couldn't outshine him. I mean, the idea that they went and hired Pete Schottenheimer, whatever his bum's name is, it's unthinkable. It's unthinkable. You got rid of Mike McCarthy for this?
Well, I think it's better than Dion or Jason Witten being their head coach.
Okay, but see, for me, guys, at this point, if I'm the Cowboys, I'd rather wait until the Super Bowl is over and then interview the coaches off of that staff and bring somebody in.
Do you actually feel bad for Kingsbury that didn't interview for any job and now?
No, I'll tell you why. He's still getting paid by the Cardinals.
Okay.
He doesn't need to interview.
Oh, yeah, remember
he's
that
getting
house?
Paid like a head coach, and he gets to rehab his image. And I'm with Rico on this. Next year, if he guides Jaden Daniels to an MVP candidate, he essentially is Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Because then he will be given things that no one would offer him this year. I think he's the smartest guy in the room. Take one more year, get more of that sweet money from Paradise Valley, and we'll see you next cycle.
Yeah, and at that point, now you go into the draft, you get some more pieces to play with.
I'll never forget that house he sat in on draft night.
Oh, the Wayne Bruce Manor. Wayne Manor. Yeah.
Just empty, one couch,
he's
windows
sitting
everywhere.
Alone in the house. He's got loafers on. I'm going, what planet are we residing on?
Yeah, got the water in the background.
Yeah.
All right, guys, can we say that Chip Kelly will end up back in the NFL?
As what, a ball boy?
Offensive coordinator.
No way. I'd be stunned. Just for me, no. It was a disaster. You can't relate to NFL guys.
It worked for that 1 year when they were running a play like every 15 seconds. I don't know if
they went 10-6 and went nowhere.
Yeah. I think he has such a cush job at Ohio State right now. You're going to take no blame. It's always going to go on Ryan Day if something goes wrong.
They got plenty of budget. Now that Knowles left, they probably slap him with another half mil just for smiling and having rosy cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an easy gig to sit there and collect a check and win championships.
And think about it. Rico, they can buy the best play. They can buy whatever they want.
Right. But I'm just saying, maybe he wants to go back to the NFL.
I think his ego's in check after UCLA and the Eagles and all that stuff. Yeah, he's good with what he's doing.
He just looks like a guy that wants a burger.
So do I.
He's just chilling.
Does sound good.
Can we say
John Mara will never sleep again? Yes.
Well, no. Can we say that...
If he gets one of those sleep number beds.
What, Mike, I'm going to ask, what was going on with the Empire State Building being lit up green after the Eagles won?
Okay, there's a word that rhymes with duck, and it doesn't start with an F.
Ooh.
That would describe what I think about how New York City behaved in lighting that building up for the Eagles.
Why would they do that?
Is
the building owned by somebody from Philly?
Two words from you, Jerry Falwell.
I know where you're going for.
That's Jerry Falwell behavior.
So
Empire
the Empire
State,
State
Building lit green and white for the Eagles when they are the Death Star of the NFC East.
I thought this is Photoshop, right? Like, no, it's legit.
Jerry Falwell, pool boy in bed with his wife, corner pocket. That's what New York and the Empire State Building acted like.
Yeah, it's like just Beaumont sitting Tower sitting the there. Ones. Yeah, Beaumont Tower is blue and yellow when Michigan wins. Like,
oh, what? My goodness.
All right.
Can MSU afford lights?
Yes. Lastly, Pete Carroll will bring the... Can we say that Pete Carroll will bring the Raiders back?
No, absolutely not. That might be the least inspiring hire, not named Schottenheimer, of the cycle. He will take the job as the league's oldest head coach. No pathway to a quarterback. They don't have enough gum in the Vegas desert for that. No, that was... I couldn't believe that was real.
I'm intrigued only to see that division and what happens within that division with all these big name head coaches that they have now with Peyton, Harbaugh, him.
It feels like he's like a babysitter for who's actually going to be the head coach. I couldn't believe it. Not my answer is no.
Does he have a kid?
He's 75.
Yeah, he does.
That's in coaching?
Yeah, he does.
Well, that's your next coach.
He was the, I think he was the Huskies offensive coordinator, okay. I believe. That is, can we say that? 97.1.